Hi there, welcome. I'm Stephen Baker, and you're listening to my Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. Seek the Truth is a Bible media site bringing to you truth you can trust exclusively from the Bible. There are many great people who appear on the pages of the Bible. Characters who we know a lot about, details of their life, activities they were involved in, traits of their character, things that they were very famous for. There are other people who we read about in the Bible, but we know very little about them, and some indeed when we never hear them speak. I want to talk to you about one of those types of characters today. It's a man called Lazarus. Lazarus' name means God helps. He lived in a little town called Bethany, which probably was no more than a hamlet or a village, which was over the brow of the hill from Jerusalem if you went up and over the Mount of Olives. We know of Lazarus because he's mentioned many times in the Gospel records. He has two sisters, Martha and Mary. It may be that he lived in the home of Martha and her husband. Some feel that her husband was a man who was called Simon the leper, who'd been healed by the Lord Jesus. That may or may not be true, but that is a conclusion I personally have come to as well. You never hear Lazarus speak when you come to the record of the Bible, but you do know something about him that stands out from anyone else. He's the man who once was dead, but was brought back to life. He was a dear friend of the Lord Jesus. He was sick, and to the horror and to the shock of his disciples and of Mary and Martha, Jesus didn't rush straight away to Bethany, to his friend. He waited. He waited 2 days. And then he travelled, and it took him quite a time to get there. And by the time he got there, Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. And Mary and Martha, well, I think probably they were raging. I think they were angry. At least, well, Mary didn't want to go out and meet Jesus. Quite understandable. Jesus was the healer, the man who made the blind to see, the man who could walk on water, the man who'd heal the sick. And even they'd heard that he'd raised the dead, so why indeed would he not come and heal their brother? Little did they know he was going to do more than that. For Jesus would that day bring Lazarus back to life. Now that is a fully testified miracle. Many, many people saw it. They didn't know why, they didn't know how. They were amazed that this man could do this, but Lazarus was called out from his tomb, and he came out wrapped with his grave clothes, and he walked alive from the dead. No one had any doubt that he died, because when they opened the grave, there was the stench of a decaying body, for it was in the Middle East, where bodies quickly decay in the heat. But Lazarus never spoke a word, but everyone that looked at him saw a man who once was dead, but now is alive. That is the greatest testimony that a Christian can bring to God. His words, well, they're good, and especially if they preach what Jesus said and teach what the Bible says. But the greatest evidence of a life that is changed is the behaviour, is the way a person conducts themselves, is to see the difference in a person through God and his grace and forgiveness. I wonder if you would be a Lazarus, someone who comes to know Jesus as the life giver, the one who brings folks back from the dead. You and I are dead in sin. We need eternal life. We need the life giver. We need Jesus Christ as our Lord and Saviour. You've been listening to Stephen Baker on a Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. More information and contact details can be found on my webpage, seekthetruth.org.uk. Thanks for listening. Come again soon.